"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on from 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you miss anything, remember, you can always go to the iHeart app for John Cobell Show on Demand. That's the podcast, same as the radio show, so there's no reason ever to miss a moment sometime during the day. And we've got the Moist line for Friday, 877-MOIST-86. We're taking calls. You call in, you can come on the air and complain or lecture the rest of the world, 877-MOIST-86. There's the talkback feature on the iHeart app. And if you want to follow us on social media, it's at John Cobell Radio. All right. Now, Columbia is such a mess. And this stuff is going to continue for a long time at all the universities over years with over many different issues. The issue almost doesn't even matter. It's that you had a complete breakdown of adults being in charge, totally abdicating any responsibility to keep a campus in order so that most of the kids can get their work done and take their final exams. That is the purpose of most of the universities this time of year. Kids finishing up classes, preparing to take exams, all right? And then in a few weeks, graduations. That's the job of the administrators, to keep the place orderly, safe, so that people can study. And instead, they have let basically people acting like zoo animals running around, acting violently. Last night at Columbia, they smashed into the administration building and with a hammer, smashing the windows, and they took over the administrative offices. So the buffoons, and I mean buffoons, that run the university now don't have an office to do whatever it is they do all day. I don't know what they do all day. I don't know if they drink all day and rub themselves up with oils and lotions and they have orgies. I don't know if they get stoned, if they're snorting meth, taking LSD tabs. I don't know how they spend their day. But their policies are absolutely idiotic. And with the demonstrators, I want to know how many of these are foreign students? How many of these are adults are here on foreign visas, student visas? Because in a rational world, we ought to find out and deport them. They should not only be suspended, expelled, arrested, jailed. Some of them ought to be deported. You know what's going on here. We've been infiltrated. We've been infiltrated by foreign groups who are bent on destabilizing and ruining our society. This has been going on now for several years. And every issue, some of them fake, some of them legitimate, keeps ratcheting up and ratcheting up. And so now students whose families have paid close to $400,000, it's over 90 grand to go to Columbia for room and board and tuition, all the other price gouging that major universities inflict on parents. You're paying almost $400,000 and you can't take final exams in peace. And I don't know where everybody is. The administrators are really weak, silly, crazy people. There's something wrong with them. The progressive woke movement has created a species that I don't recognize. I never have encountered people like this who give up one of the great universities in the nation to criminals who's spouting death to Jews. They want all the Jews killed. They want the nation of Israel destroyed. And they want to do it from thousands of miles away. They have no impact. I just heard a news story today. Benjamin Netanyahu says whether they have a ceasefire or not, whether they get hostages back or not, they are going to go into Rafah and finish off Hamas. They're going to do it, basically, whether anyone likes it or not. So all this is symbolic, performative nonsense. They're not stopping the war. And stuff they're screaming about, it's like, oh, they have to divest. In other words, they want Colombia, which has billions of dollars invested, to withdraw any stock they own in a company that makes weapons. And the weapons end up in Israel's hands. Either Israel's buying them or we're shipping them. And so they want Colombia to, what's that going to do?
But also, John, how hypocritical, right? They're calling on that, but yet they're smashing windows.
Yeah.
I mean, they're violent. It's one thing if you're being peaceful, but they're not.
They're not. Their actions are violent. Their rhetoric is violent. And all the adults are standing and looking. You don't see any police there because they can't go on property unless Columbia invites them. Well, at what point is the crime so bad that the police are mandated to go? Because we're going to hit that point. I just saw on TV that they have a milk crate and they have pulleys and they're pulling the milk crate up to the top floor of the administration building. And these jackasses with their stupid masks and their headgear are coming out and taking supplies out of the milk crate. I don't know if it's pizza. I don't know if it's weapons. And nobody stops it? Play a cut here by an anti-Israeli protester talking to a Fox News reporter about Columbia students who held a janitor hostage.
How do you feel about them taking over the building right now?
I think that their cause is a just cause, and I hope that the administration really hears their demands. I think they're just demands.
Do you feel like it was right to hold three of the janitor workers hostage with inside of the building?
I think that's a really false narrative.
That's what the janitors are saying, that they weren't allowed to leave.
I think that that's a really false narrative.
Even if the janitors are saying that, you're saying that that's not true.
I think that it's a really false narrative that the students took anyone hostage.
How do you feel about some of the Jewish students saying that they don't feel safe here on campus?
I think that this is also a really false narrative that's being promoted.
Do you think October 7th and the attack that happened is a false narrative? Do you believe that some of the women were raped?
My colleague just came back. One
so this is what happened.
Can you get out of my face, please?
So this is what you see at these protests. Once you get into the nitty-gritty of what happened on October the 7th, the rape of women, what's happening there, they deny what happened. As you know, that is actually factual now, that the janitorial workers were blocked inside of the building. And anytime you bring that up, the Jewish cause, the Jewish people, the kids that feel unsafe on campus. They deny the reality of it, guys.
And that's a Fox News reporter.
Finally, somebody brings that up.
Yeah. Well, she's a terrorist. There's no point in talking to her. You're not going to get the answers that a normal person would. She's a terrorist. She's financed by somebody who is promoting evil and promoting destruction and intentionally creating unrest. And no, she doesn't care if Israeli women are raped. She doesn't care if Israeli babies are baked in ovens. She doesn't care about Israeli families being shot to death and slashed and stabbed. She is a psychopathic terrorist. Now, who is she and how did she get into the country? Or was she born here? And where was she raised? By who? Who are the parents here? Who are there? Like I said, there's no adults available anymore. There's no, I mean, the faculty is joining the protests at many of these colleges. The administrators are playing dead. The parents are nowhere to be seen. The police stand around all day waiting for orders that never come. All you have in charge is people who are chemically, mentally unbalanced, violent, and they're criminals. I mean, this janitor situation, how many felonies is that? Kidnapping? Those are kidnapping charges. And nobody cares about anything. Nobody cares about murder, rape, kidnapping, a school where no one can go to class anymore. This is what all the woke progressive ideas have brought right up to this moment. Absolutely nothing. It's complete anarchy. And you don't see anybody. You don't see any politicians coming forward. You don't see any leaders in any sector coming together and saying enough of this. When is the enough is enough moment? There isn't one. This is just fascinating. And like I said before, they scream about divestiture, about selling stock. Somebody's going to buy that stock and Columbia will make a profit on it. It's not going to take down any companies making Columbia sell stock. It's a fake issue. All this is fake. This is about anarchy. This is about making our country unstable, unsafe, and to ruin it. And if it wasn't this issue, it would be the George Floyd issue. If it wasn't George Floyd, it would be transgenders. If it wasn't transgenders, it would be climate change. This one will fade and another one will come tomorrow. It'll be Trump. Because the mission is not these separate issues. The mission is to make the country unstable and unlivable. And we've gotten infiltrated. This is financed by groups and people. A lot of them are out of the country. And what a rational person would do, a rational leader, would start deportation proceedings, arrests, jail, figure out where they're getting their money from, who they are, who they're related to, what's behind this. We've been infiltrated. You'll see. Eventually, it'll come out. When we come back, we're going to talk with a reporter from News Nation. And he's at the scene at Columbia. National correspondent Rich McHugh is next from News Nation.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Fine. Momentarily, we're going to get Rich McHugh on, if not this segment, next segment. He's in the middle of it. National correspondent for News Nation, the cable news network. It's actually a really good news network. And he's at Columbia University. And the protests are completely out of hand. Now you have these terrorist goons that have smashed their way in. They've had hostages along the way. They apparently refused to let janitors out of the building. They made it to the top floor where the administrator's offices are. And now they're pulling in food and supplies through the windows. And their whole purpose in life is to completely undermine the functioning of a university. And they picked a good one. They picked a good one at Columbia because there's absolutely no administrators interested in taking charge. None. They had deadlines that they threatened these kids with going back to Friday, right up to what, yesterday at 2 o'clock? And the students blew through all the deadlines. Of course they would. because nothing was enforced. These are toddlers you're dealing with, emotionally unbalanced toddlers. And they're caught up now in like a some kind of emotional orgy of hatred and violence. And with their stupid masks. I mean, for God's sakes, the COVID masks are back. I'm looking at some live footage right now. And they're standing. A lot of them are women, too. I mean, this is really an interesting species of really angry, violent, nasty women who want Jews dead. That's really fascinating. Like, where did this come? Where are these people from? Are they all Americans? They grow up and were raised here? I bet you a lot of them aren't. And a lot of them maybe ought to be investigated for deportation. This is what diversity is about?
Now, are they wearing masks because they're afraid of COVID or because they want to disguise their faces?
Disguise their faces, and it's also been a political statement. Masks seem to show up with a lot of progressive groups, but they also, I think, primarily are for disguises because they hear the threats that they're going to be suspended or expelled, and they don't want to be publicly identified. This is nothing but a group mental illness. There's many books, and I've read some of them, on the dynamics of a mob, dynamics of groupthink, mental illness. You know, we've seen this all our lives. It happens all over the world somewhere where a mob becomes its own violent organism. And they don't think. This is not, I keep hearing people say, what do they think? They're not thinking. They're reacting a lot the way animals do. If you watch some nature videos, when animals get in a group, there really is a herd mentality. That phrase exists for a reason. And they get all pumped up with their hormones, all the chemicals, the cortisol, which is one of the stress chemicals that the body produces. And people's faces swell up, turn red. And when you are in a state like that, when you're in an angry state like that, it short circuits the logic centers of your brain. People usually don't think very clearly when they're really angry. We've all dealt with angry people, right? In our homes, at work, in public situations. Angry people are not using their intellects. Angry people are flooding their brain with all sorts of chemicals that make them violent and aggressive. So what you're dealing with is like an animalistic response. And it's a waste of time to spend all day analyzing them. And what are their demands? And what are they thinking? And what is their philosophy? There is no philosophy in that moment. There is no thinking.
But also, you know how you say that many of these students and non-students don't even know what they're protesting about?
No, they're not.
Well, a lot of people say, well, how did Hitler come to power, right? A lot of people, and I remember as a kid, I watched this after school special. I'll never forget it. It was on ABC, and it was a true story about a history teacher who did this experiment, and it was called The Wave.
Yeah.
And it showed how people are such followers and just mm-hmm. follow no matter what it is. And you can see with what's going on now, mm-hmm. how people are just following and not even knowing what they're fighting about.
It's basic animal behavior. I was telling you off the air the other day, I've been watching this documentary, nature documentary on gorillas. And it's the same thing. There'll be a couple of gorillas in the pack who will assert themselves as leaders, as alpha males, and they fight gorillas in the other part of the jungle, I think in Uganda. And there was the central gorillas, and then there was the western gorillas. And the western gorillas would come over and steal the fruit from the fruit trees in the central region. And the central gorillas said, no, those are our trees and our fruit. And the leaders would get angry, and they had a bunch of followers, and they'd maul each other to fight over the fruit. Well, that's what you saw in Germany. There's a few leaders, and Hitler was a very powerful, charismatic genius. Every once in a while, somebody describes him as a genius. How could you say? Because he was. He knew how to motivate large groups of people and get them to kill millions. That is a specific kind of evil talent. And there's always ready followers for anything like that, as long as there's a group, because you feel protected in a group and you cover for each other. And that's what you have here. You have people who feel protected because they're in a group. There's absolutely no consequence for what they do. They have been taught in their schooling, in their homes, I guess, that, and this starts young. It's not just the wacky colleges. This starts going into their homes. You don't see any parents showing up here trying to take their sons and daughters and begging them not to spend the day at Columbia, chanting kill the Jews. Nobody showing up and expressing their disappointment with how their son and daughter turned out. This is what they got from home. All right. You've got the people in Palestine. The little kids are taught every day that Jews are pigs, Jews are dirty, Jews should die. Well, you teach that every day. 90% of them will believe that, and they're ready to join Hamas by the time they turn 17. And so that's why this idea of there's innocent Palestinians. No, they're not so innocent, because all the Hamas soldiers are young men. They were created by fathers and mothers and programmed to be this way. I got to go.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's go right now to New York City at Columbia, the national correspondent for News Nation, which is a really good cable news channel. Rich McHugh is there and is going to tell us what's going on. Rich.
Thanks for having me.
What's the state of the world there right now?
Well, it's a bit of chaos, I'll say that. It's I've been here for several weeks now, covering this, 2.5 weeks, and things just kind of got out of control in the past 2 days. So just to set the scene, yesterday, university set a deadline for students in the encampment to evacuate the encampment or face student disciplinary action. They did not. And basically, they vowed in unison to stay there. Last night, overnight, around 1 a.m., students from the encampment moved to Hamilton Hall, which is like a main academic hub on campus where a lot of the classes are, adjacent to the encampment. They broke in to Hamilton Hall using hammers and then barricaded, dozens of them barricaded themselves into Hamilton Hall. And that's where they've been ever since. The university did not call in the New York Police Department. I spoke with the New York Police Department this morning. They said, look, we have not been contacted by Columbia University. We're at the ready and waiting to develop a plan if they should need our help. The history on that is they were called in 2 weeks ago, and when they were, they made 100 and something arrests. I think it was 108 arrests. Columbia received a lot of blowback from that from faculty and students. And in an email last week, they said, we're not going to do that again. So they've ultimately painted themselves into a corner. And now the student protesters have ratcheted up to this untenable position occupying this building.
What? They got blowback from who? Most of the students want to go to class and finish their exams. So what percentage of the school is giving them a blowback?
That's a good question. It's hard to even pin that down. But yesterday when we were at the bait, like inside the encampment, the faculty came out and were linked arms, preventing school administrators from coming in the encampment and kind of meeting out these, disciplinary actions.
Wait a second. I hadn't heard this. The faculty linked arms to keep out the administrators who wanted to bring the suspensions to the students.
Yep. If you look at my Twitter page or my X page, Rich McHugh, I have a video that's now kind of gone bonkers viral showing the faculty and teachers. These are like tenured professors linking arms, defending the students in the encampment, not allowing people in. I was not allowed in as a member of the media for the protection of the students was what I was told.
The administrators turned around and went home?
Well, today is basically a closed day on campus. They've said every non-essential, Columbia employee is not to go in. They've locked the campus. Every door on campus is locked. There's only one gate in and out now, and that's on 116th in Amsterdam, where the student protesters are now giving like impromptu press conferences through the walls, like through the steel walls. They've also asked for donations of food too.
Wait. So now the students want donations and food because they're locked inside and they're hungry.
Yeah, you can't really make this up.
Are there any adults anywhere?
Well, that's the question. Columbia administrators, Columbia University president, attacked from all sides, frankly. The protesters outside, protesters inside, alumni. I mean, I don't see how they get this right in the coming days.
No.
But we're clearly heading towards cataclysmic end to this, because I don't see this existing during graduation, which is in 2 weeks. If they can have graduation.
No, it's too far gone. Sometimes you let an issue fester to the point where the patient is going to die of sepsis. The infection spreads throughout the body and the patient dies. And that's what they've got here. They don't, there's not one single person willing to take charge. Are they getting any criticism from anybody in New York? Politicians, business leaders? I mean, is there any kind of response to this? This is insanity.
No, the response from politicians is pretty large and vocal. Response from alumni is loud.
But it has no effect on the administrators.
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
It has no effect on the administrators?
Apparently not. You know, I'm an alum, and so I was in there yesterday, and there was several other alum that I was talking to, and I said, you know, this is my personal view, but this is embarrassing. And they did not share my view, some of them. Some of them did. So protest is at the heart of Columbia. It's been part of a lore of Columbia since protesters took over this same building in 1968 when they were protesting the Vietnam War. So it's part of the fabric of the place. But people's rights are being trampled over. Other students' rights are being trampled over. Laws are being broken, and that's when authorities need to be called in.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the issue is, not the right to protest. It's the right of everyone else to live their lives and go to class and take their exams, and certainly for the Jewish kids not to be harassed and threatened. And those janitors, I mean, is that real? The janitors were locked in there against their will for a while?
Yeah, I saw a picture of one this morning who was acting heroically, you know. He was fighting off one of these protesters, almost defending the building. And, you know, there's no public safety is pretty, it's hard to see them. You know, in the times that we've been allowed into campus, they're just not present.
I don't know if you'd know the answer to this, but I understand right now the protocol is that since the university is privately owned, it's private property, that the police aren't going to come in unless asked. Is there is there some situation where the police would be compelled, if someone's life is in danger, if somebody set the building on fire? I mean, in that case,
that's a good question. I spoke with one student who was in this scrum last night, and he said his friends called the police and said, "You must get in here now," and they did not come. So it's a confusing situation. I've talked to many of the police officers. I know that they're chomping at the bit to get in and help, and so it's not coming from the police.
But if this is what I don't understand. If somebody called from inside my house and said, we've got a gunman in here and we're being threatened, the police would show up and try to break into the house.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a confusing scenario. I don't have an answer for you on this one.
Wow. All right, Rich McHugh, excellent. Thank you very much for describing what's been going on. And he's with News Nation. You can see News Nation is a real good cable news channel. He's the national correspondent. And they're going to get what they deserve there. I mean, the rest of the students who are sane are not getting what they deserve. But, hey, the faculty is in on it. The administrators won't stop it. So if something really horrible happens, they ask for it. This is what it's set up for, because the terrorists inside the administration building aren't going to give up. And please, send them food. They're hungry. You know, you burn a lot of calories terrorizing.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to have Royal Oaks coming up from ABC News in just a few minutes. Would you believe that Donald Trump was sanctioned by the judge in this ridiculous case? He violated the judge's gag order, and now he's being fined $9,000. Trump is going to be asking to be fed, just like the Columbia protesters. $9,000. Wow. That is cruel and unusual punishment, the inhumanity of it all. Oh, we got to play this now, because this just came across not too long ago. You heard us talking with Dave McHugh. Wait, did I get his name right? Rich McHugh, excuse me. Rich McHugh from News Nation. He's their national correspondent at Columbia. And he just went through how the middle of the night, these terrorists busted into the administrative building at Columbia, took janitors hostage for a while, and now they're still at the top floor, and nobody knows what to do. Well, no, everybody knows what to do. They don't want to do it. Now they're asking for food. They're hungry. And somebody was filling a milk crate with, we presume it's food, and they had a pulley system, and they were pulling the milk crate up to the top floor there so the terrorists could eat. In this clip, there's a reporter questioning an anti-Israeli Columbia student, and the student is demanding that the university feed the protesters. Listen to this.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who have taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that they were requested that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in, I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves
in that. Wait, stop a second. Or you could go home. You could end your violent protest. The felonies that you've committed, busting into the building, holding the janitors hostage, you could act like a sane person and go home and see what's in your refrigerator. That's option B. Continue with this.
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately, in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building. Now, would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food.
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
They haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
She's made up a charge. She's actually made something up. And then demanded that her made-up charge be addressed.
I like how she said that she needed humanitarian aid like she's some starving child and she's a student at Columbia. Columbia University.
Her parents can afford
and she's starving.
$90,000 a year, which includes food. Well, they shut down the campus. I guess they shut down they shut down the cafeterias there. They shut down the vending machines. Oh, my God. They're truly insane. Completely delusional. You know what? It's kind of sad listening to these reporters or whoever they are trying to talk to these people. You can't talk. Go to an insane asylum. Go to, like, Coalinga State Mental Hospital. Go try to talk to the people who are behind those big, heavy green doors in padded rooms who are screaming all night. Talk calmly to them. Try to be rational. Or go talk to some of the animals in the zoo and tell them to stop screaming and thrashing about at night. Oh, my God. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Royal Oaks. it's another circus. Everything's a circus. So Donald Trump's going through this trial about writing a check to cover up his affair with the porn star. And the judge ruled that Trump will not shut up. He keeps violating the gag order. And now he's going to be fined $9,000. We'll talk to Royal Oaks, ABC News legal correspondent, coming up next.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited-time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.